Hello everyone and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and I have been really looking forward to recording today. I've just got back from a week-long all-age Christian camp and I've really missed recording these and reflecting on some psalms. So let's jump in. Today we're going to read Psalm 60. We're going to read it from the New International Version and the King James Version. And we get a little bit of background on this. So this is a psalm for teaching. This is when David fought with Aram Naharaim and Aram Zobah, and when Joab returned and struck down 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. So let's read first from the New International Version. You have rejected us, God, and burst upon us. You have been angry. Now restore us. You have shaken the land and torn it open. Mend its fractures, for it is quaking. You have shown your people desperate times. You have given us wine that makes us stagger. But for those who fear you, you have raised a banner to be unfurled against the bow. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. God has spoken from his sanctuary. In triumph I will parcel out Shechem and measure off the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim is my helmet. Judah is my scepter. Moab is my washbasin. On Edom I toss my sandal. Over Philistia I shout in triumph. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, God, you who have now rejected us and no longer go out with our armies? Give us aid against the enemy, for human help is worthless. With God we will gain the victory, and he will trample down our enemies. And now we read the same psalm from the King James Version. O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble, thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it shaketh. Thou hast showed thy people hard things, thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. That thy beloved may be delivered, save with thy right hand and hear me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice, I will divide Shechem and met out of the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Will not thou, O God, which hadst cast us off, and thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. So this is Psalm 60, and we've got a mixture of emotions in this one psalm. Sometimes when we're in a stressful situation, we feel overwhelmed because we've got lots of different emotions all happening at once. And writing them down, writing things like this, a psalm, a poem, a song, is a great way of helping us bring all that we are to God. So here we have David writing, and he starts off by saying, Lord, you have cast us off, you've rejected us. And why is he saying that? Well, it seems that there's been desperate times, that perhaps there has been a loss in battle. Sometimes when we're doing really well in life, we can forget to stop and acknowledge God, to acknowledge him in all our ways, to ask him to help us and guide our paths. It's important that we remember that every good and perfect gift comes from God. That when something good happens, we should give thanks and praise. When something difficult happens, we should call out to the one who hears us. And it's okay to say, Lord, you've been angry. You've rejected us. I feel rejected. And Lord, now I know I need to be restored. I need to be restored and I need to be right with you. I can't keep going on in this feeling of rejection. In these desperate times, there's one way out. There's one way that never fails. So in difficult times, let's cry out to God. Save us and help us, we pray. And we remember that the Lord is God of all the earth, of Gilead, of Manasseh, of Ephraim, of Judah, of Moab, of Edom, of Philistia, the places of our friends, but also the places of our enemies. Who can possibly stand against God? There's a line in here, verse 11. Human help is worthless, or in the King James, for vain is the help of man. We can help one another to an extent, and we try to help one another, and it's good to do so. But when it really comes to it, the help of God, well, who can compete with that? The help of the one who knows all. The help of the one who is and was and always will be. The help of the one who knows our hearts. The help of the one who owns every hill and every cloud. The help of the Lord Almighty. So let's call out for his help. And let's not go forward without it. If we feel that we are rejected, let's call out to him. Let's pray that we would see his delivering hand in all the earth. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. This has been Psalm 60. God bless you and goodbye.